Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it. It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to The Morning After right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. I'm Brady Hicks. I've got with me Rat Boy. I've got Granny. What's going on, guys? Granny, how you doing today?
I'm okay. I mean, things have been a little crazy the last couple of days, trying to get ready for our state conference next month in Little Rock for the Arkansas Moose Association, so I've been working on that. We got Legion Celebration this weekend in Harrison for the Moose, so I don't have really anything to do with that per se, but we have to go, so it's just, you know, it's just a busy time, you know. And
Rat Boy, how you doing, pal?
I need some money, you know, go from me, you know.
Oh,
I need some
luck.
Money because I need to
yeah,
bail out my girlfriend. I got.
We all
I
need
to bail
money,
my
Rat
girl, Sonny. I had to
we
bail out my girl,
money.
Sonny.
Why?
Because I like her a lot. I got to bail out Sonny. You know, she's back
why,
in jail.
Why in jail?
She violated her motor vehicle suspension and
oh,
all.
Geez.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
she didn't go to court.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Good luck with that. I wish I had money to give you, believe me. this is the show, for those who aren't familiar, where we run down a lot of the news going on in wrestling today. Of course, talk about whatever you guys want to talk about as well. And, of course, WWE last night with an episode of Raw and Extreme Rules coming up this Sunday as well. We can talk about that as we get later on in the week. I also wanted to mention, I'm sure you guys heard, but Sonny was arrested again.
Yes.
It's I hate to see it. I really do, because I was such a big fan and she's always been so nice to me. But talk about a spiral. You know, I read her book, I think, 4 years ago, and it felt like she was spiraling then. And it's just like between the Granny, between like the weight loss and the weight gain and the drugs and the constant arrests, the DUIs, the evading police, the violating parole, the violating restraining orders. And I know I don't know the entire story for any of it, but I know when something is constantly happening that there's probably a reason why, and it's a shame. It really is just a shame.
It is. 47 years old, a 47-year-old woman in jail.
Yeah. And has spent now, I want to say, like 4 out of the last 5 years in jail.
Mm-hmm. She just got out not too long ago. No, I saw
yeah,
she's
after
back
spending
in.
2 years straight, and before that she was in.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It is a shame to see.
Well, put it this way. Once you go in, And once you get out, you got to go back in. I don't know what it is with these people who like to go back to jail.
I don't think they like to. I think that, you know, when you're struggling, you're just trying to cut corners any way you can.
I know a lot of people that I know that were in jail all of a sudden, they're back in jail today.
That's a shame. It is a shame.
It is.
All I can say is at least for her, at least she got the payday of getting the WWE Hall of Fame in, because if they had done this, they wouldn't have done that after all this had happened, you know. So when she comes out, she can charge more money still, and she can continue to make money to you know, take care of herself and all those that she care about. But ever since Chris Candido died, it's just been one thing after another.
Yeah.
After another. It's almost like she died in a way when he did.
Yep.
Hey guys, we got Stro with us.
Okay.
Hey Stro.
Hey guys, how are you
doing, Stro?
Good. I was just listening to the conversation. It's a really sad situation, you know.
It is. And a bunch of us on the line here, you know Tammy personally and have, you know, dealt with her. I'm not going to say during good times. At least I've never dealt with her during good times, but I've dealt with her during better times. And you just hate to see somebody, Stro. I was saying, it's like when you're spiraling, man, you're just like, you're cutting corners and reaching out any way you can, and it just keeps piling on. It's a vicious cycle. It's horrible. It's horrible to see.
I know Diamond Dallas Page even posted that, you know, he wished he could like reach out and help her with what all he does.
Yeah.
I kind of wish the same thing. You know what I mean? You could be a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, you obviously go back all the way to like Smoky Mountain with Tammy and Chris. And I mean, back in the day, I can imagine that Tammy was almost a totally different person than she kind of has been to the public the last couple of years. It's really hard.
I love those guys. And the thing is, you know, we were all about the same age, her, Chris, and
yeah.
I, and we hung out. And every time we would see each other, it was just like a family reunion almost. I mean, it was just like we've been through a lot together. And, man, I mean, I loved Chris so much, man. He was just an amazing guy.
I was a huge fan of Chris. I never had the pleasure. Like I said, I met Tammy a bunch of times, and she's been nothing but sweet to me. But, I just hate to see it, you know. And I keep saying every single time something happens with her, I'm like, I'm hoping – she needs that moment. You know what I mean? Like that redemption point. Like Shawn Michaels had that redemption point, you know, where like he kind of tossed everything aside and kind of like at least externally changed. He changed his approach to everything, the way that he thinks, the way that he acts. And like, she needs something like that. It's horrible. And I don't say any of this to pass judgment on her. Believe me, like I said, I was always a huge fan and everything. I just hate to see it happening constantly. So thoughts and prayers to Tammy. Thoughts and prayers to Tammy, to her family. I also wanted to talk about Extreme Rules, which is coming up this Sunday. And, of course, Seth Rollins, Rat Boy, he's going to be taking on Rey Mysterio in an eye-for-an-eye match. Apparently, this ends with an eye getting gouged out. I think we ought to start by gouging out one of Seth Rollins' eyes so that the stipulation really means something going into it. What do you think about that, Rat Boy? Just go in and claw out his eye before it starts.
What happened last night, you know, what he said, you know, one eyeball and he'd be carrying out with the other. I think it's going to be the opposite around. I think this is it for Rey Mysterio.
You think Rey Mysterio is going to turn into Daredevil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking last night on the podcast that I help with on Monday nights. We were talking about this, you know, and you would think that, you know, Extreme Rules, the horror show, that it would be more of a Halloween themed base, you know, like
you would.
B- Big Swing said he could understand it happening like in October, you know, a horror show, you know, Halloween theme thing, but July doesn't really make any sense.
Well, every time
but,
you know,
anyway,
first of all, every
no,
time you
don't.
Say every time you say horror show, I think you're saying something else, Granny. I really do, and
no, horror.
That's the kind of
horror.
Show I would pay for, you know? I'm always
kidding.
Oh, yeah,
horror, you know, like scary, you know, like Halloween, monsters.
No, Kelly and I are going to sit down and watch a horror show on Sunday. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
I understand what you're
saying. And it might be in black and white.
Starring the Godfather. Starring the Godfather.
Exactly.
It might be in black and white, too.
And
really, the only scary match really is the eye for an eye, in my opinion, you know. I mean, the rest of them are kind of like.
They do have the swamp match with Wyatt and Strowman.
Yes. And the rest of it is kind of scary.
That's true.
And the rest of it is kind of scary. Like, what are they thinking doing this as a show? I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
No, Asuka, I think Asuka and Sasha is going to steal the show. I really do. Because when they fought a couple years ago at the Royal Rumble, it was good. It was very good. I think it was the Royal Rumble. And I feel like they're both better since then, at least like kind of development-wise. Like they've both like come such a long way from then. So I think it'll be really good. I do. And of course, Bayley and Nikki Cross. I think a lot of people are excited about that. It's going to be another show, I think, where the women steal it, you know. As far as like the actual horror aspect of it, I'm hoping maybe we'll get like Kane as a special guest referee to like See No Evil or something, you know. I know May 19th already passed, but that would be perfect.
Right.
What was his name? Jacob Goodnight, I think, was the guy that would rip people's eyes out with a hook, Granny. That's horror right there. So.
It's going to be a horror picture. If anybody wants to see a horror picture, just go to my page and see all the horror pictures of me.
Yeah.
You know what? If Seth loses, he would look more and more like Snake Plissken from Escape from New York and Escape from L.A.
Yeah. Maybe he'll go on full Pope. Maybe he'll go like full on Paul Burchill when he loses. You know, he'll have the eye patch and he'll come in on like the rope.
Pirate.
Yeah. Not like the incest, but like the pirate. Yeah.
Like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, but last night got me when KO came out and went, yo, I got you something, a patch. I'm sorry, that's my head.
Yeah. Two things I wanted to say. Just one. I'm just gonna. So, Kevin Owens last night, of course, he's back on Raw, obviously, and the news report kind of surfaced yesterday that he was the anonymous person that went to Vince and said, like, you know, you guys got to change your policy about the masks, about the social distancing, or like, you know, this company is going to have to shut down at some point because people kept getting sick. And WWE wasn't really doing anything about it, you know. And Kevin Owens, he got hurt at WrestleMania, Rat Boy. He hurt his ankle. And, you know, he went home for 2 months or whatever it was. And then he came back, you know, they were kind of full on swing with the pandemic and everything. And it was like, you know, at that point, he only stayed for like a week or two and then he went home again. His father-in-law, or his grandfather-in-law, his wife's grandfather died. And from COVID. And he said, I can't be around this. I don't want to be around it. So he left. But when he came back, he thought it was actually worse than when he had left. So he sat down with Vince and said, like, you know, you need to do something. And Vince is like, well, what do you have in mind, pal? You know, I assume that's how he said
it. Yeah,
exactly. So he, that was when they came up with the fine. Kevin Owens said one time he cursed on SmackDown. And they fined him, and he was surprised by it, and he was a little insulted, but then he said, like, you know what? The fine stops the repeat behavior. So you do it once, you pay your fine, and you don't mess up again. And that was when they started fining for the masks.
You know,
and that's
who's
why
got
everybody
it now,
in the
right?
crowd has a mask now.
You know who's got it now, right?
No.
Okay, let me just go down the list, okay? Rufus, got it.
Are these confirmed, Ratboy, or are these just in your rumors?
It's confirmed that Rufus got it, and all of a sudden he might pass it up to Lana, and Lana's going to pass it to everybody else. And
yeah, but they're divorced.
That's why you haven't seen
Lana. They're divorced.
No, they're not. They're still going out together. They're still married.
Wait, she went back to him after Lashley?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm only kidding. Go ahead. By the way, that was the best snapmare in a restaurant in 2019. That was amazing.
Yeah, wow.
Rusev goes into the restaurant and just starts snapmaring people.
Groundbreaking.
Go ahead, Ratboy. That's what I do when I get into a bar fight, Granny. I just go in and start snapmaring people.
Yeah, and Lana's mother had it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
It's a family affair.
Right.
That's why we haven't seen Lana on TV this week.
And that explains why I've never seen her mom on TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that boy, so groundbreaking. Thank you. That's amazing.
And I think next Monday, okay, on Monday Night Raw, the Legend Killer Randy Orton versus the Big Show.
Okay.
Nice.
But on the Net
like
Show,
John
Big
Tech
Show said he was never going to wrestle again.
Yeah.
He wrestled three times since he said on Netflix he was never going to wrestle again.
Right.
Well, apparently
that's
changed
like
last night.
That's like Terry Funk's retirement matches. It's my last match.
This is my last match. Apparently the Big Show only has one kid, too. On the show, he had three.
Wow.
Yeah. Groundbreaking. And they all have COVID, right, Ratboy?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, so that's where we are. I also saw, and this isn't really news per se, but I found it interesting. Obviously, Cody Rhodes defending the TNT title against Sonny Kiss, and I guess there were some people that kind of were kicking back about that. You know, they weren't really happy about Sonny Kiss being in such a high-profile match because of his sexuality. He's kind of a gender-fluid person. He's a gay male. He's actually good friends with a wrestler that I know pretty well from ECWA and from a couple other independents in the area.
And he's a great guy.
Yeah,
I've done shows with him. He's a great dude.
He is such a nice guy, such a nice guy. He actually, one of the last shows ECWA did before the pandemic, Sonny had some free time, so he actually came with his boyfriend Killian, you know, and sat in the crowd. It's always great to have Sonny around. Like I said, he's such a nice guy, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people were giving them a hard time about that, between that and the Nyla Rose thing. And Cody basically said, like, you know, if you can't accept them, then we don't want you as a fan.
Have these guys not heard of Pat Patterson?
Okay,
come on. He's like one of the greatest Intercontinental champions of all time.
Yeah, and he won the hardcore title in drag. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's true. I think, people form these ideas, and sometimes they're very, like, backward. And, you know, once you get an idea in your head of the way something's supposed to be, you don't want to change it, and it's a horrible way to be. We're looking at it like PWI. We're looking at it doing the 500 right now and, like, trying to put that together, Granny, when, like, every day it feels like somebody new is accused of, like, rape or sexual assault. It's such a difficult thing. You almost have to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Well, I know I got a story I got to tell everybody.
I've never
tell us, Ratboy.
All right. Remember when I was talking about Cody Rhodes and Sonny Kiss for tomorrow night match?
Yep.
Okay. What is that? They're putting down Sonny Kiss. I don't know why. Okay.
That's literally
what I just said. Yeah, but my story, okay, is about a friend of mine. Okay. He did not like no gay people or nothing like that. One night he decided to go to this bar here around the area here. It's called Casablanca. It was a gay bar.
Oh boy.
He was hanging outside and says, "What should he do? Go inside or not?" Right? What happened was he got jumped. Hang on, no. He got jumped by two black guys. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And two gay people helped him out. Now this kid that I know, all grown up now, he's gay. But he's a nice guy, though.
So now they're doing the tango at the Blue Oyster. Cool.
The Blue Oyster.
When I was, I spent some time down in Louisville when I was younger. And I can remember I didn't hang out with like a lot of the OVW guys and girls just because I didn't know as many people back then. But one person that I knew pretty well was Kenny Bolin, and Kenny was telling me that and Kenny's amazing, by the way. Have you ever had a chance to interact with that guy? I think he went 25 years in Louisville and never once paid for a meal, Granny. He would get free gift cards from people. He would buy steaks in the supermarket and resell them, like upcharge them and sell them. This guy is always – he set up a gimmick table at Al Snow's wedding. So this guy is, like, always scheming something, right?
What a worker.
He really is. He's a worker. Ask John Cena. He'll tell you if you ever have the chance. But anyway, so there's, you know, despite there kind of being like a Southern culture and like kind of less than acceptance for gays. And this is, you know, especially I'm talking like 10, 15 years ago, not so much now. And I'm not singling out anybody in particular or anything like that, but like, you know, just kind of that Southern culture of intolerance that a lot of people have. And I'm not saying everybody has it, but some people do. The most popular club in Louisville was a drag show that everybody would go to every weekend. And I found it fascinating. But that was like apparently a big thing. So. I don't know. What do I know, Granny? I think Kenny Bolin likes
check out the VOC merchandise, man. We got a lot of awesome T-shirts out there right now. A lot of awesome shows. We've got, and tonight we've got Shelly Live at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. We've got In the Room with our very own Brady Hicks at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And Brady, who's the guest going to be for tonight?
So tonight at 9 Eastern, In the Room, 914-338-1885. We're actually going to have former WWE, former LPWA, just absolutely been all over the place. Women's wrestler Heidi Lee Morgan is going to be joining us on the program. She had great feuds with Medusa, I'm trying to think who else, but she's been around since like the mid '80s, and just a tremendous, tremendous talent. I remember early on. Basically, her and Medusa were the women's division when they started with the Lunder Blaze, when they had the tournament. You know, she was like the girl that they kept around for a while to fight a Lunder Blaze every night, you know? So it'll be interesting to catch up with Heidi Lee. She does like personal training and athletics out of like South Jersey now. So it'll be fun to catch up with Heidi Lee. Of course, lots of great stuff going on the VOC Nation radio network as well. Don't forget to go to ProWrestlingTees.com/VOC Nation We have like 8 or 9 T-shirt designs right there. And that includes, of course, Killer Ken Resnick in the room, WCW Retro, Wrestling with Problems with King David Lane. Of course, we have Shelly Live. We have Better Call Kathy. We have the Wrestling Politics, you know, Don't Be Red, Don't Be Blue, Don't Just Be You. We have, the classic VOC Nation headset logo. Lots and lots of great designs. Of course, Stro Maestro. I was talking with Steve Anderson, who's working on Stro Maestro shirt right now, and he's getting closer and closer with it. I hate to keep talking about it because I'm talking it up, but it's going to be an amazing shirt when it finally does roll out. So very much looking forward to that. And, advertising opportunities available on VOC Nation as well. Just click on the advertising tab on VOCNation.com, and it starts as low as just $25 across all the great shows on the network. I think that's it, Granny. Go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and a great review.
Wait a minute.
Oh, gosh. Rep Boy has to get the final word in.
I always get the final word.
Nobody wants to host it, but everybody wants to talk.
How about those Washington Warriors? The new NFL for the Washington Redskins.
Is it official, Rap Boy, or is it just a rumor?
I think it's official.
See,
you know
what I would have done? Because I like making like issues for people and upsetting the apple cart, Granny, I would have renamed them the Washington Bullets just to piss people off.
You would have.
Oh, that's what I would have done.
The Washington Trumpers.
You know, the best idea I saw was to keep them the Washington Redskins and change the logo so it was a Redskin potato coming out of the oven.
Potato.
Oh, wow.
It'd be the Washington Redskins. It would have been amazing.
I guess that's it for today, everybody. So join us again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Talk to you tonight
in the
room.
Everybody,
God bless
everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could fight?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stagg of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.